Well, Kenny, first of all, let's start with the reason we're here. Silverbug announces the official shirt sponsor, and this day and age, IT specialists involved with football, it's a big deal now, isn't it?
Yeah, I welcome Owen and Silverbug to Wolves, although they've been working with us for some 15 years. Coming on now as the official sponsor is great news, and I'm sure that it will be a very good partnership. And it's interesting speaking to Owen. He's a Wolves supporter, and he knows his history and knows where the club has been, and just spoke very well in there, and obviously, you know, from the heart, not just on a business sense, but as a supporter as well.
And to have an interest as he does in the club can only be a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing, and as I said, there's a long-standing and an established working relationship there, and as I said earlier, for him to come on board, we're very, very pleased.
And in the days of performance analysis and Prozone and all the stats that are bandied around, it's plays such a big part in a football club nowadays, doesn't it?
It does, and football's not the only industry that's benefited, and you know, tapping into that IT side can make your whole business and more efficient, and football's no different.
Now the dust has settled on the season, how do you reflect back? Are there still tinges of disappointment, or can you put it all into one and think, actually, that was a pretty good effort?
Yeah, we're disappointed but not despondent. We knew on the final day that it was possible to get into the top six but not probable, so we knew that, and then the Millwall game, we wanted to, if it didn't work out for us elsewhere in the country, finish off with a good win and send our fans home with a positive performance, and looking forward to next season, and I think we did that.
And it will be an interesting summer for you in terms of trying to keep hold of players there will undoubtedly be interest in, but also looking to rebuild from your point of view as well.
Yeah, it's always now how you go forward. We've done a lot of things right this season. We have a lot to build on, and if I'm looking at the age and the experience of the squad, I think every player has his best years ahead of him, and as long as they're all committed to improving continually, if we can make the right additions to complement them, the club can keep going forward.
The Bakary Sacco scenario, you feel, will take care of itself, and I guess there's a feeling that you'd be very surprised if he was to be a Wolves player come the new season.
Yes, I would. He has Premier League offers, and for Sacco now at 27 years old, he deserves that stage. There's nobody at Wolves would deny him that, and playing in the Premier League next year is where I expect him to be.
And are you expecting many more offers for other players in your squad? I noticed Ben Akafobe's been in the news recently. He's obviously on a long-term contract, but are you anticipating a battle to keep hold of some of your better players?
Yeah, the contractual situations are totally different in those two players, and you know, in terms of Ben Akafobe anyway, he's somebody that we've brought in that we want to build the team around. He came in as a big money signing in January to try to help us forward. He's done that, and from his own point of view anyway, that's his first time he's had regular now championship football. He's played that for half a year. He has to build on that and keep improving next season, so our plans are for him here at Molineux and not moving on elsewhere.
Sheer market forces though, Kenny, do you have to be conscious of the fact there is a number at which an offer came in that would be too much for him and you to resist?
Well, Ronaldo left Manchester United to go to Real Madrid, so you know, Gareth Bale has left Spurs and gone to Real Madrid, so you know, we understand the nature of the game, we do know that, but all I can say to the supporters is it's not something that we would encourage, it's not something that we're planning on, and you know, there is no pressure on me from the board or from the chairman to sell players. There hasn't been from day one of me coming here.
And Benik himself seems to be saying the right thing. He seems to be very keen to continue his development, because it is still development, he's still a young player.
He is, and Wolves have been a great move for him. You know, he's for the first time had half a season of regular football. He's been a key player. He's been a regular player. And he's taken that chance and that opportunity very well, and has settled in very comfortably. He'd had a number of loans before he came to us, and wanted to go somewhere permanent, and for it to feel like it's his club and his team. He's done that at this particular club. Obviously, we worked together when he was on loan at Millwall some years ago when he came from Arsenal, and you know, being able to bring him here permanent, you know, is a big step, and you know, thank the board for their backing on that. And now we want to make sure that you know, the club and the team can keep going in the right direction, and Ben Akafobe will be part of that.
And is it just with the plan that you do with Kevin Thirlwall, does it have to be a with Ben plan that you expect to be the one going forward? Do you have to plan for just in case as well?
No, not particularly. If the phone rings, then we deal with it then. But we're not speculating on that one internally, and we'll deal with anything if and when it happens. And as I said, it's not something that we're looking for. And in terms of our planning going forward, we want to try our best to improve the side.
Not to dwell on it too much, but you did mention earlier that you thought maybe the Blues game is where you might have lost that player position. Is that right?
Well, Pat Murphy asked me, was there any, one single disappointing moment, and what did you think overall? Well, if there was in the last or the recent few games a disappointing performance, it was the Birmingham one where I didn't think we played very well. Put that in a run-in where we got 30 points from the last 15 games, then I understand and can see it, and the total that we got in the last 15 games is very good, but yes, I was disappointed with that particular performance. I don't think we played very well, and with it being close, to the end of the season, you can't help but think what if.
And then on the flip side, though, you have had an impressive season, but is there one match that stuck out to you that you thought this is Wolves playing the best that they are?
I'd have to think about that individually. There's been many good and very good performances, both individually and as a team. And I feel we've improved as the season has gone on and opened up and had the ability to score goals. As long as now we concentrate through the summer to make sure that improvement continues, then Wolves will always be heading in the right direction.